Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A gunman opened fire on the federal building in Dallas this morning.
I saw the gunman standing at the entrance to the courthouse, and he was blowing the front entrance out.
22-year-old Brian Isaac Clyde, who was discharged from the Army in 2017 after serving some 19 months, was shot and killed by Federal Protective Services officers. The FBI special agent in charge, Matt DiCerno, says Clyde had a powerful rifle and plenty of ammunition.
He had multiple, you know, more than five 30-round magazines on his person. So it's a lot of rounds at his disposal. A large, powerful weapon at his disposal.
Investigators are trying to figure out Clyde's motive. He graduated in April with an associate's degree from a Corpus Christi Community College. A series of gunshots scattered a huge crowd at Toronto City Hall as the hundreds of thousands of people were celebrating the Raptors NBA title. Police Chief Mark Saunders tells CCTV four people were shot.
Three people were arrested in total, two on one incident and one on another. We've retrieved two firearms at this point in time.
He adds that none suffered life-threatening wounds. A number of other people had minor injuries in the stampede to get away from where the shots were fired. The Trump administration is demanding Iran comply with the nuclear deal that the president has called the worst deal in history. Iran announced it would break a limit on uranium stockpiles established by the 2015 international agreement. Egypt's former president, Islamist leader Mohamed Morsi, is dead, collapsing in court today after saying he had many secrets he could reveal. A few minutes later, he collapsed and died. Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood Party accuses the government of assassinating him through years of poor prison conditions. The group is demanding an international investigation. Morsi was ousted amid massive protests against the rule of his Islamist party. This is AP Radio News. CNN anchor Anderson Cooper announced his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, is dead. She was 95. Margie Zaraletta with more.
Gloria Vanderbilt's father died when she was one, and she was known as the poor little rich girl because of a custody fight and her $5 million trust fund. Vanderbilt had four marriages and three divorces, and she won a custody battle with conductor Leopold Stokowski over their sons. She witnessed her son Carter's suicide. Her psychiatrist and a lawyer became her business associates, and a court found they looted millions from her accounts. Even when she wrote an erotic book at the age of 85, Vanderbilt told the New York Times, "The only thing that would embarrass her is bad writing." I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk abruptly revealed that he is closing the popular Twitter account that has repeatedly landed him in legal trouble. But then he proceeded to keep it open long after saying he had deleted it. Tesla didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Musk hasn't explained his earlier tweets. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save